Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Kuf Chav Tes and Beis of Masechta Shabbos. We're holding at the very top of Kuf Chav Tes and Beis, and we are discussing bloodletting. So it says the Gemara, Rav Shmuel Damri Tarvayu, Haiman Da'av Nilsa, Lishi Porta V'Hadu Leikum. If a person did bloodletting, he should wait a little bit before he stands up. Damar Mar, Hei Dvarim Krovin L'Misa, Yosem Menachayim. There are five things that will bring you closer to death and to life. Ve'eluhain, and they are Achal V'Amad. If you ate, then you stood up right away. Shasa V'Amad, you drank and you stood up right away. Yashan V'Amad, you slept and you stood up right away. Hikizdab V'Amad, you did bloodletting and you stood up right away. Shemesh mitas of Amar, you did tashma shamita and then you stood up right away. Amar Shmuel, Pursa didama kultas and yomin. The right time to do hakazas dam is once every 30 days. Ubena prakim yimayit. And then when you hit the age of 40, you should do once every 2 months. Ubena prakim yaksevi yimayit. And when you hit the age of 60, once every 3 months. Amar Shmuel, Pursa didama chad b'shabata arba'a umali shabata. The best times to do bloodletting are on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. Avlashen v'chamish low, but not on Monday and Thursday. If you have a special zuchosavos, then you could do a kazas dam on Monday and Thursday. Because both bezin shalmayil and shalmata sit on the same days, so that's when it's a time of din. My time alone. Why not do bloodletting on Tuesday? Mishum dekaimele madim bezuzi bezuvi bezavi. Because the mazel madim is going to be at a certain position in the sky, which makes it very dangerous. Mali Shabbat Nami Kaima Bizavi, and on Erev Shabbos also, says the Gemara. So why is it okay on Erev Shabbos? So Kivin Dashu Be'Rabim Shomer P'sayim Hashem. No, but since a lot of people do it on Erev Shabbos, Kodesh Baruch Hu protects the foolish. Amar Shmuel Dalid Duhu Dalid on Wednesday, which is the fourth day of the month. Dalid Du Arbesar, or a Wednesday that's the 14th day of the month. Dalid Du Esrim Arba, or a Wednesday that's the 24th day of the month. Dalid Du Leka Arba Bas, or a Wednesday that there aren't 4 days after it. Sakanta, that's a sakana to do bloodletting on such days. Rosh Chodesh v'sheni lo, on the first and second days of the month, chulsha will cause a person to become weak. Shlishi lo, on the third day of the month, sakana, it's dangerous. Mali yom tova chulsha, on Erev Yantav will cause weakness. Mali yom da'at sarto, sakanta, but on Erev Shavuos will be sakana. V'goz rabbanu kuli mali yom tova, mishum yom tova da'at saris, and the rabbanu made a gzera not to do on any Erev Yantav bloodletting because of the Erev Shavuos, dinav bezika v'sham shmei tavuach, because that's when a wind comes that's called tavuach. The lo kibli Yisrael Torah have a tavuach lul b'Yisrael d'mayu, and had Klal Yisrael not accepted the Torah, that wind would have destroyed their basar and their dam. Amar Shmuel, achal chita v'hikas dam lo hikas el lo sechita. If you ate some wheat and then you did a kazas dam, it only helped to dull the effects of that one piece of wheat that you ate. V'hani mili l'refuah, that's if you're doing hakazas dam for therapeutic reasons. Avla kulei mekel, but if you're doing it just to lighten your burden, so then it does work even after eating. Hamekas dam, shasiya li'alter, achila ad chatzi mil. Drink should be immediate, eating up until one half a meal after hakazas dam. So yubayi luhu, shasiya li'alter ma'ali, is drinking right away, good for you, avla basar hachi kashi, and after right away, it's going to be bad for you to drink, or maybe it's neither here nor there. It's not bad or good for you if you don't drink right, if you drink after the first moment. So take who the Gemara doesn't have an answer. Or what about eating? Is eating up until a half a meal good for you, but after that or before that is bad for you? Or maybe it's neither bad nor good. Take who we leave that unresolved as well. Machrez Rav, Me'akari Bezuza, Mayor Reishi Bezuza. You should buy 100 gourds only if it costs you a zuz. You could buy 100 heads if it costs you a zuz. Mayor Svami Veloklum. 100 lips of animals, you shouldn't pay anything for it. It has no value whatsoever. Amri Yosef Kiavin Be Rav Huna, Yomad Mefagri Be Rabban, Amri Haina Yomad Safmihu. When we were by Rav Huna, so they said, today is a Yomad Safmi. Velo Yadana Maikamri. I didn't know what they meant. Now I know. It means that it was a useless day. The Koshna Tabu. Then we said that you could tie the umbilical cord. Tana Rabban. You can even cut the umbilical cord according to Rabbi Yossi. V'tomna shilya, and you can bury the placenta kadesha yechem avlad, so that the vlad will become warmed. That was a derech segula. They assumed that doing that with the placenta would cause the vlad to be warmed. Amram shungum benos malachim, benos malachim tomnos besafalim shalshem. And the benos malachim would put the shilya in jugs, in plates of oil, in bowls of oil. Benos ashirim besfugim shaltzemer, and if the the daughters of rich women, they would of rich people, they would put in wool, benosani and b'mochin, and other type of stuffing. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Baravu Amar Rav Halachah Rabbi Yosi, we pass like Rabbi Yosi. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Baravu Amar Rav Modim Chacham Rabbi Yosi B'tapashos Teitinokos Shechotchin. That if there are two babies, then everyone would agree, even the Rabban would agree, you're allowed to cut the umbilical cord. My time with the Menachi Adadi, because they'll become tangled with each other. The Amar Rav Nachman and they'll pull against each other. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Baravu Amar Rav. Whatever it says in the parsha of Tocha in Yecheskel was mochiach Klal Yisrael about the great chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with them in taking them out of Yisrael, out of Mitzrayim. So you're allowed to do such things for a birthing woman on Shabbos. Nemar umladitayich biyom haladis osar lo kara sarech v'kamayim lor chatzal l'mishi v'amelech lo amlachta v'achtel lo chital. So we dash in each phrase umladitayich biyom haladis mikan shemiyaldim es havlad. From there we see that we're a miyaled of lad b'shabbos. Lo kara sarcha mikan shechot chon atabur b'shabbos. From there we see that you can cut the umbilical cord in Shabbos. B'mayim lo rechatzta l'mishi mikan shemrotzen of lad b'shabbos. From there we see you bathe the vlad on Shabbos. V'amelech lo amlachta mikan shemolchen of lad b'shabbos. So you could apply salt to improve the skin and the flesh of the vlad on Shabbos. V'achtel lo chtalta mikan shemolafin as of lad b'shabbos. That you could now straighten the limbs of the vlad on Shabbos by wrapping it up very well in some cloth. Hadron alach mafanin b'shem. Next time we will begin Perek Rav Elazar d'Milah on Daf Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph.